It sounds as if you're going to need to form a plan.
For sure. You never do anything without a plan. This is part of that plan. What kind of trader am I?
What is the special value of having a trading plan? How does that help you as things unfold?
Well, like anything else, you know, you start learning a certain discipline. And the idea of having a trading plan is to build a discipline that works for you on a consistent basis, that it's not too risky. I mean, you know, we can all just drive over to Las Vegas, take all of our money and put it on, you know, black and say, come on, baby. That's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about gambling. We're talking about approaching investing as a business. And like any other business that has a business plan, you want to have your own trading plan. And there's definitely different things that are going to be included in that plan. But everybody's trading plan has to be tailored to fit them as a trader or investor.
I guess, as in your military example, the value of that discipline and that plan is really going to show up when crisis happens.
Exactly right. Exactly right. In the military, if you're stationed in Hawaii and there's nothing going on, yeah, discipline's out the window. You know, I mean, you're having cookouts and luau's and all that stuff. And you have fun. That's great. But you're still training and practicing. Why? Because there's going to be a day that you're not having a luau in Hawaii. There's going to be a day where you're driving in some type of motor vehicle convoy through the streets of Baghdad. At that moment in time, you better get stop partying and start thinking about the discipline of what you're doing. And that's exactly right. When you're in the markets, you know, the discipline forces you to stick to certain things. Those certain things that you stick to are normally stuff designed to keep you out of trouble.
So you don't get carried away if you have a win, or you don't lose your direction if you suffer losses.
Sure. I mean,